The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show, featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy!
FMU, you're on the air.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good.
I just wanted to second the Clifford love.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorites, too.
That is a great movie.
Do you remember the scene where Mary Steenburgen,
mm-hmm.
she accuses Charles Grodin of not liking kids, and
yes.
and he goes, "I love kids. I have a nephew that I love."
Uh-huh.
And she goes, "Really? What's his name?"
I can.
And I might have the name wrong, but he goes, "I want to say Rodney."
It's Mason.
Mason.
Yeah, he goes, "I want to say Mason." That is such a great movie.
I love it. And when Martin Short goes, "He hates you. I don't know why." I love it.
I don't know why.
Hey, speaking of movies, what was the movie you were talking about that's the 3D movie?
Oh, it's called Coraline.
Can you spell that?
C-O-R-A.
Okay.
L-I-N-E.
Okay. And it's good?
I thought it was great.
Because I haven't seen a 3D movie since... gosh, the 70s, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Sound right? I don't know.
Well, this is a different kind of 3D than that, yeah.
Okay, wow.
This 3D is so, it's very different.
Wow.
It's like, it's really elaborate and it's not gimmicky 3D.
Oh,
it's
nice.
Really nice.
Sounds like you got to see it to believe it, I guess, right?
That sounds like a cliche, but you do have to see it to believe it.
Wow. I love it. Sounds like it's kind of like the footage of my plane going down.
What's that?
I said it's kind of like the footage of my plane going down. You got to see it to believe it.
Of your plane going down?
Yeah.
What plane are you talking about?
Flight 1549.
What do you mean? That's the one that went in the Hudson?
Yeah.
That's your plane?
Yeah.
And who are you?
Sully.
This is Sully.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Chief Sullenberger. But call me Sully. Everyone calls me Sully.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
This is your name is Chesney?
Chesley.
Chesley. Sullenberger.
Yes.
Everybody calls you Sully, though.
Exactly, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is exciting. You're really on quite the...
stop.
Quite the media tour.
I know. No, it has been quite a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
60 Minutes the other day. The morning shows, Keys to Cities.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. I mean, you know, people call me a hero, but I was just doing my job, like mm-hmm. any pilot would.
Sure. Well, look, I cannot. I'm sure this is just one of the many times you've been told this. So, but I hope it's not too redundant at this point. But I. You know, I what you did was spectacular.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, like I said, I was just doing my job. I'm just so grateful that everybody got out,
mm-hmm.
except for my library book. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did not hear about
well,
that.
Well, it's kind of like a human interest story now. I actually had a library book on the plane,
mm-hmm.
and it got lost in the, you know, in the water.
Okay.
And so I called up my library, and they waived the fee, and it, of course, you know, AP kind of ran with that, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, no, but, I mean, it's nice to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's getting a little out of hand. I gotta say, it kind of takes me back to a time. I don't know. I guess I don't really want to relive again.
Uh huh.
But
like what? What are you? What period are you talking about?
Well, you know, if you've read anything about me, you know that I had a pretty interesting childhood, and it's not my first brush with fame.
So this whole thing is not your first...
No.
This is not your first brush with fame?
No.
You landing the plane into the Hudson?
No. Basically, long story short, I grew up in Denison, Texas.
Okay.
And I was kind of a scrapper, you know. I like to have fun, and I could get into trouble every now and then, you know. And I was a troublemaker.
Okay, so you were kind of like a rambunctious.
Well, I was a real bastardo.
A real bastardo.
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, well, that's fine. Okay, that's a good enough one.
Well,
yeah.
Thanks, amigo.
Okay.
Yeah. I do stuff like nothing too out of hand. You know, I stand outside a local movie house and I tell people in line how the movie ended,
uh-huh.
And then they'd leave.
Oh, so that's the kind of stuff you did back when you were a kid?
Yeah, I mean the theater owner, you know. Hated me, wanted to kill me at one point, so I tried to kill her.
Really?
Well, you know, as only a you know an 11-year-old can.
So how did you try to kill her?
Oh, pipe bomb.
What's that?
A little pipe bomb. I didn't know what I was doing.
Right.
I mean, it yeah.
Uh-huh. That is horrible.
Well, I used to steal, you know, just like little things from the Five and Dime.
Uh-huh.
Little gum and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I stole some trucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like little toy trucks and things?
No real ones.
So when you were...
I said I was a little bastardo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You. Well, it sounds like you were definitely a troublemaker.
I was. But then, you know, things took a really great... an amazing turn for me.
Mm-hmm.
I started doing this ventriloquist act, basically just for the guys in my gang, the Little Creeps.
That was the name of your gang?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'd use this doll that I stole from the local Woolworths.
Uh-huh.
And truth be told, my act was mainly X-rated fare, but the guys convinced me to do like a clean version of it at a local talent show.
Okay.
And so I said, okay, I'll try it out. You know, I'll bring Old Stinky to the talent show.
What was that?
Old Stinky.
And what? That's the name of your.
That was my dummy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He was an old miner.
Miner.
Yeah.
You mean like?
Like a 49er, like a prospector.
Okay.
Yeah, and I glued gray hair on him.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I trimmed the hair off my granddad when he was asleep.
Uh huh. Okay.
From down below.
Stop! I don't want to know anything about that, Sully.
So anyway, I did the talent show.
Uh huh.
And I won.
Really?
Yeah, and then I ended up going on this local.
How old are you at this point?
I'm 12 at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, so I go on this local variety show in Denison. Tim McMurtley's Cavalcade?
Tim, what was that?
McMurtley.
McMurtley.
Yeah.
And what was the other, I heard Cavalcade in there.
Cav Cavalcade.
Cav
Cavalcade.
Oh, Cav Cavalcade.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was the name of the show you went on?
Yeah, it was like a half a farm show and half variety show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And next thing you know, me and Old Stinky are on a plane bound for New York City. And guess what?
What?
The Ed Sullivan Show.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know any of this.
It was amazing.
Well, that's pretty impressive.
Oh, my God. It was like nothing I'd ever experienced.
Just like being, you were starting to have some real success, it sounds
like.
Yeah,
I mean, after being, you know, no bones about it, a little bastardo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now you're actually... putting together a little bit of a career.
Absolutely. So by this point, you know, it's January of 64.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I made my first appearance.
Okay.
And it just, I killed.
On the Ed Sullivan Show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I totally connected with people. Just that experience of just the audience just being with you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. And I came back two more times.
Okay.
And by this point, I'm like, I think I just turned 13.
Okay.
And I'm a star.
Yeah, being on the Ed Sullivan Show, that's very impressive. At that point, in America, everybody watched the Ed Sullivan
Show. Oh my God! Yeah. Look Magazine did like a 4-page feature on me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like a, as like the ventriloquist, like you being like a young ventriloquist.
I think it was called Old Stinky and the Boy.
Okay,
I think that's what
that was the name of the article.
Yeah, I mean, I could go into any toy store, and the owner would give me anything I wanted.
Really?
You're the boy who makes old Stinky talk. Have a Slinky.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So he'd just give you toys.
Yeah.
So you really did have a taste of some pretty legitimate fame.
Yeah, and I'd be lying if I said I didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be lying if I said I didn't kind of take advantage of it, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like how so?
Well, I started to get a big head, and I would, you know, I expected things. I would go into a store and just take stuff. Walk down the aisles, record stores, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cars.
So
yeah.
You have a thing for taking vehicles.
Okay. Yeah. So that kind of magnified that, and I became even a bigger bastardo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was at the peak of your fame.
Well, it turned out to be. I didn't think it was going to be. So I had another appearance on Ed Sullivan
mm-hmm.
in February.
Okay.
And it was the same night that the Beatles were on for the first time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Well, it was nuts. You know, girls were screaming.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really follow rock and roll that much. I was into country.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought they were screaming for me and old Stinky.
Mm-hmm.
So I started walking around like I owned the joint.
Okay.
You know, just kind of bossing people around. My dad was there.
Yeah.
And he was just going nuts with power at this point.
Uh-huh.
Yelling at people. He actually punched Ringo in the bottom.
Really?
Yeah, which is a weird place to punch somebody,
yeah.
Isn't it? You know?
Because of, like, a power issue?
He tried to get the Beatles bumped so I could do two bits.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that clearly didn't happen.
It didn't happen, yeah. And you know who did get bumped?
Who's that?
Me and old Stinky.
So you guys, you did not perform on that Ed Sullivan show?
No, we didn't, you know. Mm-hmm. And we never got asked back again
mm-hmm.
after what happened.
What was that? Was your father punching Ringo?
No. Well, he punched John in the butt also.
Okay.
And he punched Paul in the ankle, which is even odder.
That is very
like,
weird.
You would kick somebody in the ankle, but you wouldn't punch him.
So he like bent down and punched people?
He like lunged, but like at a weird downward angle.
Uh-huh.
He ended up getting hurt worse than Paul did.
Than the people he punched.
Exactly. Yeah. So. No, actually, Old Stinky sent death threats to Ed Sullivan.
Uh-huh.
And the Beatles.
Old Stinky did.
Yeah, and all their fans.
Okay.
Somehow he got a list of all their fans.
Yeah, so your ventriloquist dummy was sending death threats.
Yeah,
That was not you doing that, maybe?
Oh, no. What?
Uh-huh.
No.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live. At the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
But so anyway, after that, you know, I thought, okay, done with this.
Mm-hmm.
Limelight, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I put old Stinky in the attic. And I kind of buckled down, you know. I got my pilot's license, like, 2 years later. Went to Purdue.
Uh-huh.
And then I became a fighter pilot in the Air Force.
So you kind of put the whole thing behind
Absolutely.
You, the showbiz
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it was just too much. You know, it was a lot to deal with.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you had a, you know, at a point when it runs out, it's time for you to get serious.
Oh, yeah. So I had a family, pretty normal life, you know, wife, two daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, never in a million years I think I'd be in the limelight again.
Because of all of this stuff.
Oh, yeah. And it's like that first press conference,
mm-hmm.
surrounded by press, mm-hmm. you know, the lights in your eyes.
Yeah.
And it was like I was that 12-year-old ventriloquist again.
Really? So you just felt kind of like you were thrown back into that moment of being a kid.
Weird deja vu. Everywhere I go, people are cheering for me. Uh-huh. I can get anything I want. Delis, you know, sporting events on the mm-hmm. street. People are cheering for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could honestly, I could have any woman I wanted.
Okay.
I don't do it.
Yeah. You said you were married with kids.
Yes. I could probably have any man that I wanted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's not my scene, though.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's fine.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's, of course, from Friends.
What's that?
That's from Friends, the TV show.
I actually think that's from Seinfeld.
What is?
That not that there's anything wrong with that?
Yeah.
Like that catchphrase?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's from Seinfeld.
It's from Friends.
It's definitely not from Friends.
I will bet you all the money.
Yeah.
From my Wheaties endorsement.
You're doing a Wheaties endorsement?
Oh, yeah. Ever since the guy got caught smoking, what was he, smoking cocaine?
Yeah, no, he was smoking weed. What, Michael Phelps?
Yeah.
What do you think? He was smoking, like, it was a crack pipe or something?
Wasn't it?
No, it was just a bong.
Oh.
He wasn't doing, okay, since Wheaties kicked him off, they're putting you on?
Oh, yeah.
And what is the box going to be? A picture of you landing a plane in the Hudson?
No, it's me, and I'm holding a bowl of Wheaties,
uh-huh.
and I'm also holding like a little miniature, U.S. airplane.
Okay.
You know, and I'm just holding it in my hand, and I'm giving the thumbs up too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the box. That's what the Wheaties box is.
Yeah, and of course my autograph's on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, look. Well, I will bet you whatever you want. That's definitely from Seinfeld.
Okay, well, we'll talk about this later, I guess, you know.
I will.
But, you know, that's only one of my issues right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What, like, what else?
Well, it's hard to deal with this. You know, just the unexpected fame part mm-hmm. two, you know. It's been,
sure.
it's been tough, and I'm having some friction with my family, mm-hmm. who I still totally love.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, I'm in NYC today.
Yeah, because I saw you. I think did you do Letterman?
I did today. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, family's a little bummed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, I haven't been returning their calls for a couple of days.
Really?
Just not feeling it.
You're not feeling what?
I don't know. You know, I'm
talking to your family.
Well, you know,
you're not feeling that.
I need my space right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in two different hotels.
What's that?
We're in two different hotels.
So you're staying in a different hotel from your family?
Yeah.
While you're in a strange city?
Not that strange. I'm at the W.
Uh-huh.
It's great here.
And where are they?
It's on 17th. Where are they?
Yeah.
They're at some Holiday Inn in Jersey somewhere, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
out
by the tunnel or whatever.
Yeah. So you really are just doing your own thing there in New York.
Need my space. You know, I'm just being Sully.
Uh-huh.
You know, for a few days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's a little rough.
I know. Well, it's been rough stuff. You know, I've been overwhelmed by this stuff. I'm so overwhelmed by these offers, you know, for just, like I said, the Wheaties and stuff. I had to get an agent.
You got an agent?
Yeah.
Like, to help you field all these offers and whatnot?
Yeah.
And how is that going?
He's pretty good. He's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's getting me some good stuff. His name's Rupert?
Rupert.
Yeah.
Okay. I know, I've heard that name before, like people who've had him as an agent.
He manages some rock bands, I think.
Yeah. I cannot remember.
I can't either.
Yeah. But I know he's a local agent who people who've called up have said they use.
Oh, yeah, he's good. You know, I was actually offered a guest appearance on Saturday Night Live.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And you mean like one of those little cameo things?
Well, yeah, it was going to be one of those Weekend Update
uh-huh.
things, you know, where you come on and, you know, you say a line and everyone just cheers because they can't believe you're there, you know. They do it with, like, I've seen it with, like, Paul McCartney, I think, and Sting and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So it was going to be that, but, you know, Rupert told him I'd only do the show if I hosted.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that kind of went away?
No, I'm doing it.
You're doing what?
I'm hosting it in like 2 weeks.
You're going to host Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, I was actually kind of mortified when he told me about it.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm not an actor. I haven't been in front of the cameras, you know, until now since 64.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't want to do it. But my daughters, you know, and Matsuplex said I could do it no problem.
What's that?
My daughters and Matsuplex said I could do it easily.
Matsuplex?
Yeah.
That is one of the guys on that show, Tool Academy.
You know him?
Yes, I see. He's this complete tattooed creep.
Wait, what?
What? Well, why is he advising you?
Because he's my nephew. He's a real winner, that boy.
That's your nephew?
Yes.
Matsu Flex.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's funny. I always thought Matsu Flex would be the one member of my family who'd become world famous. I didn't think it would be me.
Uh-huh.
You know?
But it is you now.
Well, it's both of us, too. Uh-huh. It's him, too. I mean, he's got all kinds of big plans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got what's called a MySpace page.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they told me I could pick whatever musical guest I wanted for Saturday Night Live.
Sure.
I picked Neil Young.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I think he's very relevant still.
Sure, sure.
And you know, there, of course, there's a little you know, connective tissue's probably the wrong word, but like a, you know, connection between he and I.
How so?
Come on.
I have no idea.
What's the title of maybe his best album?
Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere?
I don't even know what that is.
Russ Never Sleeps?
No. One of his best albums. Come on.
After the Gold Rush?
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Think mid-80s.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about. You're talking about an album called Landing on Water.
That's right.
Yeah, that's definitely not one of his best albums.
Sure it is.
No, that is a horrible album.
Oh, well, maybe the ones on either side of him are just as good.
On either side of who?
Old Ways.
Uh-huh.
And I think there was one called Everybody's Rocking.
Yeah, like a rockabilly album.
Yeah,
he did.
I like that one, too.
You like
You don't like any of those?
I'm not crazy about that period of Neil Young,
Well,
no.
Geez, okay. Well, he was... okay, because now there's a whole thing in motion where he's going to do a live version of Landing on Water in its entirety on Broadway.
Really?
Guess who's going to narrate it?
Who?
Me.
You? How could I not guess
Yeah.
that? So it's like a production of you and Neil Young?
And Matsu Flex, yeah.
And of course, Matsu Flex.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be on board.
Yeah.
What is he going to do?
He's just going to be Matsu Flex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, that's what he does. He's going to roll Matsu Flex style. You know, who else is going to be involved in it?
Who's that?
Old Stinky.
Oh, the ventriloquist dummy.
He's back.
Oh, great.
Yeah. We're putting the old act back together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
The last, I guess, Old Stinky was in your life was what? When he was writing the death threats to...
Well, you can't prove it. He wasn't... Well, yeah.
And so you said you put him away after the death threats were written.
Yeah.
And now he's back.
He's back, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he didn't want me to get Neil Young to be on Saturday Night Live.
Uh-huh.
He said I need to be more current.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what the ventriloquist dummy said to you.
I was thinking, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who did he want?
He wants someone called Deerhoof.
Deerhoof?
Yes.
Really?
What is that?
It's like an indie rock band.
Indian rock, okay.
You know, it's not indie.
Oh, like, no. Who was the band that did Indian Reservation? Is it like that? No, Indian
no.
Giver. That's the Fruit Gum Boys.
No, that was a 1910...
The Fruit Gum...
Company. Yeah, and that was not, they were not American Indians.
You're right. I'm thinking of Gary Puckett and his Union Gaps.
Yeah, I think you, yeah.
Okay.
Although I think it actually might be Paul Revere and the Raiders. So you mean Cherokee Nation?
That's it, Cherokee Pride.
Yeah,
yes.
That's.
I like that.
We're all over
Maybe
the
Maybe I'll get them to do it. I'm already locked into this deer hoof cat. Yeah.
It's a band. It's not just
okay.
One person.
Well, anyway, Old Stinky tells me I got to get my own record out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're going to start doing music now?
I had dabbled, you know, in the 70s, you know. So I told him that I'd give it a shot, you know. Mm-hmm. I could maybe call up Bruce and Steve to see if they could help us out.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah.
You mean like Springsteen?
Yeah.
And who you said like Steven? You said Steve?
Miami Steve, yeah.
Miami Steve.
Yeah.
I think he's little Steven now.
Who is?
What's
wrong with him? What happened to him?
No, he switched names, I think, in like 74.
Oh, I knew him as Miami Steve.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
You knew him?
Oh, yeah. Both of those guys.
You know Bruce Springsteen and Miami Steve.
I did, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're total buds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. See, I was stationed at Fort Davies in Newbridge.
Okay.
In the early 70s.
All right.
You know, and around like 74 or 5 or so, I'd go down to Asbury.
Okay.
You know, and I'd hang out with the guys in the band, and I met him at a party one night, and we just totally hit it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Oh, yeah. They used to call me Magic Rat.
Magic Rat.
Yeah.
Which I think is a character in one of the songs.
Yeah, Jungle Land.
So you are the Magic Rat.
Yeah.
That's just one of the... Wow.
Yeah. There's that line, you know, Magic Rat drove his sleek machine over the Jersey State line, and barefoot girl sitting on the hood of a Dodge drinking warm beer in the soft summer rain.
Uh-huh.
Rat pulls into town, rolls up his pants. Together they take a stab at romance. That all happened.
That's you.
That's me, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that is probably the ultimate piece of rock trivia now.
Oh, yeah.
That the guy who landed the plane in the Hudson was a character in a Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of wild.
Yeah.
You know, it's even wilder.
What's that?
You know, the barefoot girl?
Uh-huh.
Her real name was Rhonda.
Okay.
Yeah. And this is really odd. She was a dead ringer for Katie Couric.
You mean like a young Katie Couric?
Exactly, yeah. And that's why in the 60 Minutes footage, I look just like, I look weird, I think. Like, because she looks so much like Rhonda that I was just like, whoa. You know, I didn't even know what I was saying half the time. You know, I mean, I'd seen Katie Couric on TV and thought she looked kind of like Rhonda. But up close, it was like I was back at the Drunken Barnacle, you know, doing the kind of things you'd only read about in Lovemakers Fortnightly back then.
Oh, I do not know that magazine.
Yeah.
So, well, love, okay.
Yeah. But so anyway.
You were thrown by the fact that.
Absolutely. I was like, whoa, 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 you know, because I wanted it again.
Oh, God.
But.
That's horrible.
No, you know. Anyway, but, you know, so it's not going to happen because old Stinky says there's no way in hell he's going to let me work with Bruce.
Oh, so if I could just back up for a second.
Yeah.
The ventriloquist dummy.
Yes.
That you control. Right, ostensibly, is on your arm.
Right.
Yeah, he told you that you're not going to work with Bruce Springsteen.
Doesn't want me to do it, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, he said all I needed to do was listen to this song called Outlaw Pete, and I'd know all I needed to know. What is that?
I might actually have to agree with Old Stinky right now. It's a song off of his new album, which is not very good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Okay.
Well.
Oh. Well, you know, also, Old Stinky says that the other reason I shouldn't work with Bruce is because I should still sue him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would you sue him over?
From the song that he stole from me.
What song did Bruce Springsteen steal from you?
Well, you know, back in those days, you know, we'd hang out at these parties and stuff, and, you know, everyone would sing at a party, and we'd pass a bass around.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sing, you know.
Yeah. Just passing the old bass guitar around the room. Right? Yeah. Just strumming away.
There were never guitars at parties back then. It was always a bass.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why.
Oh, well, that is weird.
Yeah. So I'd sing the song that I was always working on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when the early in the morning factory whistle blows, man rises from bed and puts on his clothes. Man takes his lunch. Walks out in the morning light. It's the working, just the working life.
And that's a song that's a song that ended up on,
well, yeah, flash forward, I believe it was 78, and it's the hit single off his new album.
Well, that is not the hit single off of Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Sure it was.
Factory?
Yeah.
That's one of the worst songs I've ever... No,
wait,
offense.
What?
You wrote it. I didn't... I, you know, that song is kind of dirgy, and The hit was, what was the hit again? Badlands?
I don't know. No, Factory was the hit.
It was, okay, well.
They opened with it every night.
I don't know about that.
Oh.
That was not the hit off of Darkness on It. But you wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
And you feel like you got.
He stole it from me.
He stole it, okay.
Yeah. So, but, you know, I'll get rich on my own.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How's that?
Are you ready?
Rupert
is in negotiations mm-hmm. for us to do a movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a movie of your life?
No, it's an action film.
Okay.
Yeah. It's me, mm-hmm. Old Stinky, mm-hmm. and Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
The Rock, like, he calls himself Dwayne the Rock. I thought he just called himself Dwayne Johnson now.
Oh, yeah, that guy does just call himself Dwayne Johnson. This is another guy.
Hold on, like another guy.
Yeah.
What did you say his name was?
Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
No!
What is it?
Dwayne.
Yeah.
"The Rock" Johnson.
The Rock?
Yeah, like the Rock.
Like D-A, like kind of cool, the Rock?
No, duh as in like duh, stupid.
So it's a different actor.
Yeah. And Rock is R-O-C-C.
Calling himself Dwayne "The Rock" D-U-H-R-O-C-C
yeah.
Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of fraudulent, but anyway, so you and him are going to star in a movie?
Yeah.
What is the movie going
to
be?
There's no name yet, but they have to work in what he's known for.
What's that?
Well, he's an extreme slapper.
The Rock?
Yes, he's also like I think he's a champion belt whipper. In China, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got banned here.
Okay, some part of a belt whipping league.
Yes, and he's also known as America's most violent fireman. Yeah, he's really out there. He's he likes to whip people with his hat. You know how they have those hats, you know, that are hard, like the hard fireman hat. He likes to beat people with those.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then like you know how they have the hoses, you know, with the. That the air comes into your mouth with. He whips people with those. He's also in a strangling league.
What? I've never heard of a strangling. There's like competitive strangling?
Oh, yeah. Why?
And how does that play out?
You know, I think it takes place not even in basements. I think it takes place in crawl spaces. Dank crawl spaces.
Uh-huh. And it's just guys fighting each other in a crawl space?
No, there's no fighting. It's just strangling. There are strict rules.
Well, that is... I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
You know what else is horrifying?
What's that, Sully?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah. I just want to remind everybody, this is the guy who landed the plane into the Hudson. The hero.
Stop. Come on.
Okay. Well, go. What is horrifying?
I don't know. I just feel like I can feel myself flushing my life back down the toilet again.
How's that?
Well, basically all the stuff I've just mentioned.
Yeah?
You know, and...
You mean like doing all this movie stuff and wasting your time with all that stuff?
I don't... You know, someone's making me do it. Or something is making me do it.
What is it?
Old Stinky.
So this puppet is making you
do it?
Not
a puppet.
Uh-huh. What is it?
He's a dummy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's making you make these decisions?
Things I don't feel comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like he's, you know, Bruce is a year older than me.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, old Stinky says, you know, Bruce looks 20 years younger than you.
Uh-huh.
You need massive plastic surgery?
Really?
Yeah. I'm like, no, I don't. He says, yeah, you need jowl displacement.
This is the ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah. He also said I need a mustache transplant.
Mm-hmm. I think you might need to maybe take him off of your arm and then maybe go back to your family.
Well, he's not here right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
although he did leave me a note
uh-huh.
saying that I need to go to this loft party with him
uh-huh.
in something called Williamsburg at 10.
Great.
And the note also says that one of the guys from Migmet is DJing.
Migmet. MGMT?
Yes.
Okay, that's not good.
What is that?
That's a group.
Like a rock group?
Yeah, you might want to stay away from that that party.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah?
Hang on. I did. I did what you asked me to do. I'm sorry.
Who's that?
El Stinky's here.
Oh, he showed up now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And where was he before?
I don't know. Yes. The escort service said the women are going to be back here at 3 a.m. I'm sorry. I might have to go in a second.
Uh-huh.
Old Stinky. I'm sorry. Sir. Sir, I don't want to drink alcohol tonight, please. Please, I don't want to smoke hash either. I don't want to touch you there.
No, stop. Okay. Oh, man. Wow. Okay. That was the pilot of the Hudson. The guy landed the plane in the Hudson. So you always got to look at these guys. They are human.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show #4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.